Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A new study says being forgetful could actually be a good thing.
You know what? I'm starting telling the bosses that. All that crap you've given me for 20 years, I'm watching out for my health.
Right. I'm actually doing just fine without all your judgments. But then I started
does it say how that might be good? Probably less stress, because that important thing you're supposed to, you're not stressing over, completely forgot about it.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of did want to read through the study just to see what exactly it was that they were talking about as to why it could be a little bit better for you. But I'm just guessing
stress, because my wife likes to keep this paper calendar, and I don't really read it, but when I look at it, every single day of the week has four things written on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much a, hey, when I wake up in the morning, tell me what I got to do.
Correct.
I can like it or not like it, but the point is, I am not worried about this.
Right.
I don't care.
And also, let me finish it in my time. As long as it's done before I go to bed, I did it. I'm sorry it's bothered you all day, but I got my list, and I know how I'm going to tackle my list. That list is now factored into my schedule for the day.
Right.
I have a bunch of stuff that's written on my fridge at home that I plan to get most, if not all, that stuff done tonight when I get
home. It's also, if you're dealing with that, sometimes it's undiagnosed ADD. And somebody else.
Oh, for sure.
They just can't finish one thing without jumping to the next. The next thing you know, there's 10 piles of crap everywhere and nothing is finished.
Exactly.
It's all half done.
But then I started thinking about what is one thing that we all tend to, no matter how hard you try, no matter how many lists you make, no matter how many times you check over it, you've forgotten it. And that comes to travel. And Miles, I know that you're heading on out, so we want to make sure that you're okay.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things people forget when they go on vacation. For example, bear spray for those pesky bed bugs. A laser pointer. Damn. When you get bored and want to flag down a passenger jet. Catnip in case you run out of the devil's lettuce. And let's not forget a jumbo bag of circus peanuts. Those peckish African bull elephants just love those things. Also, you might consider starting to collect a few strands of hair, skin, and nail clippings for a possible need to match your DNA. Good luck, Miles. Send me a postcard if you still have hands and fingers. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I want to thank Becky and her husband, by the way. They showed up at Black Raven on Saturday night for a porta potty party. They were in Africa. She was the one who was emailing me, giving me all the advice and helpful tips and all that stuff. They actually brought me some compression bags.
Oh, really?
That, you know, will compress your clothes and give you more room in your suitcase.
It's got the little vacuum thing on it where you can...
That is absolutely correct. So, Becky, if you're listening, thank you and your husband for dropping those off.
Hell yeah, man.
I know that'll make my packing a lot easier, so I appreciate that.
But also, when they vacuum seal your remains, it won't attract the other animals.
That is correct. Yes.
So some of the honorable mentions that didn't make it onto the list were snacks. Want to make sure that you do bring snacks. Again, these are the commonly forgotten vacation items, which snacks are neither here nor there. Right. They're nice to have on the plane, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Or unless you're, you know, heading across the country and you fly a little bit later on and then you end up landing at a time when everything else is closed. Having that snack to munch on before you go to bed is sometimes a lifesaver. Reading material also didn't quite make the list, but even then it's
if you don't have it, it's not going to ruin the trip.
Right. And then headphones, yet again. Don't worry, they'll hand out headphones on the plane for the most part if you have like an in-seat entertainment system, but you might just be a little bit bored there for a while. So these are the top 10 commonly forgotten vacation items. Number 10, they basically say a belt.
I've done that before, yeah. It sucks. If you need a belt and you don't have a belt, it's not that you can't go buy one, but right. Up until you do, everywhere you go, your hands are through your belt loop so your pants don't fall the hell off your ass.
I'm usually wearing my belt to the airport is the thing.
Generally, I am, but I might make the mistake of sweatpants.
Wearing shorts or sweatpants.
I try not to, so I don't have to take it off.
Yeah.
Exactly. I try to go with some loose, you know, tracksuit crap.
Attaboy.
Comfort.
Yeah. Underwear.
That's look, you can buy most of these things, but that's a bummer when you forget the one basic thing that is
like
important.
Underwear. Yeah.
Right. Then there is that checklist that you go over that it's just, there's basics, things that you just can't possibly forget. And I feel like underwear is one of those, it's one of the first things that I pack.
It's
like,
usually the first thing I grab.
Push comes to shove. And for whatever reason, I always plan to just regress to being a year and a half to where I'm just going to crap myself every other night. Yeah, like, right. If I'm leaving for a weekend trip to go do one of these auctions or whatever, I'm packing, like, 4 or 5 pairs of underwear.
Just in case.
Right.
And most hotels do have washing and drying facilities.
Right.
Just bring 2 Tide Pods with you. Matter of fact, Becky gave me
It's a good call.
She gave me a sandwich bag of 4.
Okay.
And I was like, I was going to pack that, but thank you. I will take yours.
I like it. Prescription medication. Anybody ever forgotten prescription medication before they went on?
I've never been on a trip where I had to have a script, but yeah, if you don't have that, that's...
Yeah.
If nothing else, you're going to panic about it the entire time.
The worst, the only time I've ever really taken pills on a flight was when kind of it was sickly season, and I was already kind of on the edge, and my wife sent me with a bunch of supplements. That was about it, but I've never had a prescription that I needed to keep throughout that time, and I just... And I would count like inhalers on there as well.
Yeah.
Just those things, you know, EpiPens, things
if
that
you
people
needed
need
medically. Yeah, right.
My wife had 20 different prescription drugs all the time.
Lordy.
And she would have an Altoids container, right, of just drugs.
Just full of them.
And we'd be in line getting ready to get on the plane. She'd pop that thing and just throw something in her mouth. I don't really know prescription drugs that well. I'm not.
Right.
That's not my speed.
Sure.
But of course, you know, when in Rome.
What's that one there, baby?
What do you got in there? Well, what do you want to do? I just, you know, just give me a nice smoothie and then pop. Next thing I know, I'm on the plane going, this, I get it now. A lot of people like these. This is okay. I mean, I'd rather have been an Adderall, but whatever.
Play the movie. All right.
Exactly.
So these are the commonly forgotten vacation items. Straight up cash.
Yeah.
Some places while on vacation only take cash, and while you may be able to find your bank in the city that you're staying, this might not always be the case. Head to the bank the night before your trip as you're leaving to ensure that you have plenty of extra spending money on you, and I feel like ATMs are pretty universal.
They are pretty universal.
You know, I am with BECU, and outside of Washington State, there isn't any. So,
what's your fee if you had an ATM outside of the state?
Man, they go anywhere from $3.50 to $5.50.
That's about right, yeah.
That is just...
Yeah, I prefer cash.
And you kill yourself every time that you do it. Like, really?
Well, it's for your convenience.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Yeah,
but I can't go into the bank to do this anymore.
Hey.
So it's not convenience. You make it mandatory.
Now, that's if I'm going to a non-BECU ATM. If I go to a BECU ATM, there's
the house.
Zero fee. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all good. It's on the house. Yeah. That's right. You're taking care of that. Commonly forgotten vacation items. Something that we always forget. I don't think I've ever packed this before. I always forget to do it. Makeup and makeup remover.
Yeah, I've never thought to do that.
Well, most hotel rooms will have one of those little pads for makeup removal.
Right.
Like those little wash
things. But if you forget your makeup, you don't even need that.
Right? Oh, last time I went out of town, I forgot my toothbrush. So I was brushing with water for 2 days, and I'm just like, man.
These are getting clean.
This does not feel right.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife's pro tip is that she will actually bring like makeup wipes anywhere that we go. If we're going to the porter party or whatever it is, she'll bring makeup wipes, and then on the way home, she'll just wipe her face off.
Okay,
just so that
just
she doesn't have
some of that. Yeah,
I don't have to deal with it after I get home. I can just feel fresh and I can feel good. A first aid kit,
I've never thought to bring one.
I'm with you.
I mean, just I feel like most of the places I'm going to be,
do you have one at home?
Nah,
I sort of do, but
you're
going on safari,
right?
So maybe say bring one. I would assume you're a safari guy. We'll have one of those on hand.
He's been attacked by a lion. Get a Band-Aid.
Right. I don't have that, friend.
That's the thing. Is that my first aid kit is just really my medicine cabinet. And unless I'm going on a road trip, I don't consider bringing a first aid kit anywhere.
To me, a first aid kit is a lot of smokes.
There you go.
For my mental health.
Right, a shot of something.
Yeah. Two airplane minis and a pack of Marlboros.
I feel like companies and businesses.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have first aid kits to where if you do fall and you're bleeding and going like, can I get a Band-Aid? And somebody's got you.
I mean, we have one here. Like, look, if you're attacked by a lion, we can't help you.
Right.
But for your standard.
I have used this kit plenty of times.
I too, mostly Advil.
I'm about to say they quit stocking the Advil because we kept taking it out of
it. I know. Well, so why did you put it in there if you don't want people to use? To me, that's so stupid. You put the Advil.
I'd rather just give you a giant ass bottle.
Like, Advil's important. Put Advil in the first aid kit.
Hey.
And then radios, when I shock you, a lot of people come in hungover or you just have a headache for normal reasons. Mm-hmm. So you need Advil. Then they get mad that you're using Advil. I'm like, then don't supply it.
They have a feel better in the morning hangover kit for golfers.
Okay.
So I have one of those in my bag.
Nice.
It is Alka-Seltzer, it is the liquid IVs.
Yup. Gatorade, maybe.
Advil. Couple other different things in there, but they're all for one reason. They know you feel like ass.
Hell yeah.
So here's a package.
Umbrellas and rain gear.
Just rain gear.
It was odd for me when I recently flew to Tampa and back, and it was odd packing shorts, knowing I would need them, but also I was going to wear jeans because I would need them too.
You get that when you come back. I feel like if you're coming from Seattle, rain gear, whether you meant to bring it or not, is probably part of your suitcase.
Yes.
It's what we own.
Right.
Right.
I mean, and like you said, you're coming home to it.
Yep.
If you're leaving this area, especially this time of year, mm-hmm. you're coming back to rain. Be ready for it.
For sure.
Chargers. Anybody ever had to buy a charger wherever they go?
No, I've forgotten chargers from the place I went, but I never didn't have one when I got
go
there.
Go to the hotel front desk.
You think?
Tell them you lost a charger.
They'll go to Lost and Found.
They will bring a box out of 3,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just take the one you like the best.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
Obviously no one's coming back for that thing.
Problem is I got the Samsung and I need the special little cube that they got there.
Hey, trust me.
There's at least one in there.
It's in the box.
It's in the box.
Motorola in the box. Yeah. I mean, no matter how old your phone is.
I got a Razor phone.
It's
got a charger.
They got the charger in the box.
Vision items like readers, sunglasses.
Yeah, of course.
No matter what, if you're from Washington State, you will buy sunglasses to go on vacation and they will stay there.
Yeah. I mean, I always have my glasses on, so I'm good with that. But again, I have left them in the place that I went, but
correct.
Never not gotten there without them.
I should go check, get my eyes checked real quick.
I'm doing it Saturday.
But
just so they can tell me, you were here 2 years ago. I can't believe how bad they're deteriorating.
I know. But then the number one most commonly forgotten vacation item. Any guesses? Most common forgotten item.
Toothbrush?
Toiletries.
Bathroom items.
Toothbrushes, razors, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner. Now then again, like you're saying, most hotels that you go to, they kind of understand that you might forget these things. And there's soap, there's shampoo, there's conditioner, there's body soap. There's now, is it the best quality? No, it's cheap, so they can buy a lot of it. But you're going to be clean.
I've tried to keep my toiletry bag and one of the suitcases I know we always take.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's sitting, because I don't use it at home. Same. What's the point of taking it out?
Right.
Look, I'm not going to use this at home.
My travel bag has a toiletry kit in it.
Yes.
That it has a toothbrush, it has a beard comb, it has oil, it has everything, that it has deodorant in there. Now, sometimes I might dip into that in case I, you know, get a little bit lazy with the shopping.
Sure.
But, yeah, same thing. My travel bag has its own toiletry kit.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.